This is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Nat's Landing. Now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week, Wednesday night, 7:30 for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Nat's Landing. And now, joining us, the man right here to my left, the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
Again.
Yeah, I can tell you. We're already getting some crowds into town for the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. I can say that now that I'm no longer officially affiliated with a major media outlet that said you can't use that anymore. Wait a minute, yeah, were you told not to refer to it as the world's largest outdoor cocktail party anymore?
Yeah, no longer with major media outlets.
That was told. You heard that. the most listened to sports station. Our most listened to sports show in South Georgia. Yeah, very proud to be affiliated with that one.
There you go.
That is syndicated.
Syndicated, that's right. Yes. Yes.
Big weekend of football all the way around. Playing for a region championship on Friday night, Georgia, Florida on Saturday. I don't even care who plays on Sunday. And hopefully the Braves will win the World Series. That's our goal right there.
See, that part's got me kind of nervous because every year that the Braves have made the World Series,
I know,
the Gators win.
Yeah, I saw that on a clip the other day. I was like, oh man, yeah, I'm gonna be Georgia fans and seen that.
Yeah, we're gonna be laying some serious mud. We'll talk to Bullock Academy, see if they've got any of that extra voodoo stuff they were using on the 5-yard line last year.
A couple years ago, last year. Yeah.
Well, before we get on to this Friday night, and it's a big Friday night for the Frederica Knights, pardon the pun, let's talk about this past Friday night, also a very big night for the Knights, and one night in particular. Frederica trumped up to Wilmington Island, taking on the St. Andrews Lions, and left with a 44-6 victory.
Yeah, I thought the kids played really, really well. You know, we had 17 kids dressed out, and I thought every one of them had to contribute and played really great up there. Even after a hard-fought game like we did the week before, you worry about those trap games, you worry about a letdown game, but they went out there and handled their business. We were up 23-0 at the half, and then ended up winning, like I said, 44-6. I thought the offensive line did an outstanding job all night long. They tried to run a couple different fronts against us, and our offensive line up there just did an outstanding job of communicating. And that's one of the reasons we had a guy rush for 442 yards. You don't do that by yourself unless the O-line is doing a really good job.
Yeah, let's talk about that. The River Jordan Triplet, 35 carries, 442 yards, the sixth largest rushing effort in Georgia high school football history, the top rushing effort in the history of the GISA, six touchdowns, and of course it all goes to the offensive line.
As well as should. Those guys in the trenches did a great job Friday night making blocks, and Jordan does a great job running the ball. But, those guys don't get a lot of glory, and I thought they just did. When you go back and watch the film, they're opening up some holes that me and you could run through. We're not going to get as many yards as Jordan did, but we're going to get some positive yards. But they just did an outstanding job up front. I thought all five of those guys, played really well. And our tight end sets was really good with Sean, and then of course, those front five we already recognize them, but you go from left to right, Big Ryden did a great job. William Levy, he's there, he is at 5'6", 145 pounds, and I'm like, can you trap him? He goes, yeah, coach, I can trap him. What do you want me to do? I said, all right, get him dug out there, and he does a great job, and then Sam Norris at center, another great job, and then of course, we got Jacob Aiken at right guard. He does a lot on defense, too. Like, he leads the defense. He's a linebacker running it. And so he has dual roles all the time and does a really good job. And then, of course, the right tackle, Puma, he was made famous for the panda dance or the panda score, Puma Panda or whatever we called it, Quaker Panda. And, but those five guys, along with Sean Mooney at tight end, just did a really good job Friday night. And can't say much more besides, hey, you earned the record books. You did a great job up front, and we run literally right by them.
Yeah, and the weird thing about it was it. After the game, I'm standing down on the field talking to Jordan's dad, and he was saying we expect these 300 something yards, near 300, and then wound up once you got all the stats done, it was 442 yards, and going back and looking at it, there were several of those long runs this game that we hadn't seen since last year. It had been famously, or I'm not famously, I've been saying it a lot, that all season long so far it's been 4 yards in the cloud of Jordan. Because it's been just the little runs, one right after the other, just chipping away at it. But when you get a couple of big 60-yard runs, scampers down the sidelines, it adds up quick.
Yeah, and we broke some intermediate runs at 20, 25 yards, and then we pounded up in there for 5 or 6 yards. But he carried it 35 times, put up 442 yards. And I was like you, we got on the bus, and the newspaper called, and they said, well, what do you think, Coach? What do you think the stats were? And I was like, Jordan probably had about 300 yards. And Coach Barnes goes, dude, whatever. He goes, a man's already got 300 yards in the third quarter. I was like, what do you mean? He goes, Coach, he was running everywhere out there. But were you not paying attention? I said, I'm calling the plays. I don't really know what's going on half the time. I look up and see what down it is and then try to get us ready to go for the next one. I said, I wasn't really trying to mentally keep his yards in my head, and I thought the same as you did, like 300 yards, but what an outstanding night for offensive line and him at the same time.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, that's not the regardless of that, with the 6 touchdowns, the 442 yards, we actually got some pretty good yardage out through the air as well. Thomas Beal finally getting aired out a little bit this week.
Yeah, Thomas did a really good job, very efficient. He was 7 for 10 for 77 yards. We had one drop that would probably have been a touchdown running down the middle of the field. But, other than that, I thought we played really well offensively. For us, we have to be efficient. We have to know our downs and distance. We have to be efficient. We have to attack we have to keep the defense off balance and not think that what we're doing is always something that's normal, like running the ISO inside. We have to do stuff on first down. I thought we threw the ball well on first and second down and kept them off balance. And so we're going to have to continue to do those things. We're not a team that's flashy. We're going to grind the clock. We're going to try to get, 4 or 5, 6, 7, 8 minute drives, and hopefully the game's over with and they only touch it 5 times and don't score any, and we touch it 5 times and score all of them.
There you go. Let's talk about it. It was a pretty clean game this time around. I think it was only 2 penalties on the night for the offense.
Yeah, I think we had one. I don't know. I think it was a mystery hole. I don't even know if they told me who it was. And then I think we jumped offside one time too on defense. But other than that, I thought we played pretty well. Again, you play Bullock, who's your big rival game, and then you come back in, and you got to be ready to play on Friday night to a team that you really don't have a rivalry. They haven't been really, really great, and I thought our kids handled it extremely well. I thought our seniors did a good job of making everybody, be focused and be ready to play, and everybody did just a really good job of answering the bell and getting ready for – getting yourself set up. Sometimes it's hard to get set up to play for the championship. And our kids went about their business really well, and they have the opportunity to play for another region championship this Friday night here at home and under the Oaks.
There you go. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsor.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Toke. We are on location from Nat's Landing on St. Simon's in beautiful Redfern Village. This segment brought to you by Nat's Landing and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. And this is the segment of the show where we usually start off leading in from Summit Sports Medicine to check in on the injury report for the Frederick Knights. Down to 17 last week. What's it looking like for Friday?
We have a whole 20.
All right.
he'll probably be about 80-90% be ready to go. That's a big help for us. Played a lot of defense. But overall, everybody's healthy. Had a pretty good week so far at practice. Everybody's got to get a good look. Thought we looked pretty sharp, looked crisp, trying to understand what we're trying to do. I think, you know, another day or so we'll be ready to go. They'll have it in and, you know, get ready to play.
All right. Let's take a couple more things about this past Friday night's game before we move on to the Pinewood game this Friday. Let's talk about the turnover battle. Y'all got three big turnovers against St. Andrews this past week. Again, with two of them recovered by Ryden and one caused by Ryden.
Yeah. Our defense created turnovers, and we recovered them. You know, I think Beck had two. I think Jacob may have had one, or Thomas. One of them bounced out between his legs somehow, and Jacob or Thomas came up with it right off the bat. I know Hamp almost had one and kicked it out of his own hand somehow, trying to scoop and score, and I think it was one that Vic fell on. But, you know, I thought our kids played really well defensively. Did a good job. You know, we had to tweak a little bit. It wasn't really a tweak. It was more of a reminder for him, you know, to keep outside leverage on the quarterback. But once we started doing that, I thought we did it real well. We gave up two plays on defense. Mainly we just didn't attack the hip, and we got sucked inside. The one, bobble snap, the guy picked up, ran it in for the touchdown.
Yeah,
all our guys were going for the ball.
Snap went over the quarterback's head, straight into the running back's arms,
yeah.
And he took it on the left hand
side. All our guys went running straight in to go to the ball, thinking we're going to get a recovery, and he bounces outside. So, you know, got to keep contained, talked about that. But I thought defensively, we got three turnovers. We gave up one, so we were plus two. Right now, I think on the season, we're like plus six on the turnover ratio. So that's big for us. You know, don't turn it over. You give yourself a chance to win.
Not only at the plus on the turnover side for the year, but now at 500, 4-4.
Yeah, we're 4-4. You know, and we talked about it Sunday night. And I told our kids, too, during the week that I was proud of them. You know, and when it was 1-4, they had every – they had the right to choose of whether they wanted to play hard and finish and do things, or, you know, or just go out and, you know, not get it done. And they've been out there and been getting it done ever since that second half of that Long County game. I thought our kids really turned the switch on. The effort's been outstanding. I thought the senior leadership and our guys pushing one another at practice is really amped up. I think we're just getting better, you know, and one – I think a lot of guys are starting to gel. It just took us a little longer to get to that point. But, you know, when you only have a certain amount of kids, I think everybody got in a routine now. They understand what we're working on. And we really went back to fundamentals about 4.5 weeks ago and doing some stuff, tackling, and making sure we knew what we were doing again. And we've continued to do that. And the kids have responded, and they put themselves in a position now to play for another region championship.
You know, we talk about moral victories and all that. Let's look at moral statistics for the games that you had the full complement of the offense. You're 4-0.
Yeah, that's
true. We take those four games that Thomas was out, and you were having to have Bryce playing quarterback and Jordan with a big target right on the front of his jersey. Y'all are undefeated as far as the moral.
Right.
Moral lineup goes.
With everybody healthy, yeah, we're right now at 4-0, you know. And we look at that as coaches. We go back and go, you know, if we had this and this, and, you know, if everybody's healthy and this ain't happened, we come out of this pretty good. But you know what it showed us and what it's done for our kids is they're a resilient bunch, you know, and that's a big lesson to learn in life is not everything's going to go your way, and you're going to have to battle through it, and you're going to have to make it happen. And you know what? Our kids have done that. They, at 1-4, they decided they were going to battle and they were going to turn this thing around, and they've done it. And now they've got themselves 48 minutes away from being a region champion. And you know, they can go out there and take that opportunity on Friday night. And they've earned it. It wasn't given to them. It wasn't like these people just said, hey, here it is. You go play for it. They've earned the right, and they've had the battle. They've had the work, and they've done a great job of doing that. And I'm just really excited for our kids to have that opportunity.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and that opportunity again this Friday night, 7:30 under the Oaks, Frederick Academy campus. Frederick Knights taking on long-term rival Pinewood, the Pinewood Patriots, led by, as your social media director deemed them today, the Superman, Mick Wasson.
Yeah, he's a really good athlete, you know, and they're a really good football team. They're 7-1 for a reason. And they're going to come in here with revenge on their mind because we beat them last year at their place when we probably shouldn't have. And they were undefeated and going and rolling along, and our kids went out there and flipped a switch and took it right to them, and we won, and we won a share of the region championship with that one, and here we are at the same time. We've got a chance to do the same thing. So I know they've got some revenge on their mind with us going into Pinewood and beating them last year. We played a great game, and they played a really good game. But it's a rivalry, and it's one of those, I think, in the last 9 years or 8 years since we've been in a region together, us or Pinewood have won the region. So, we're one of us two are the region champs. We've won it, I think, 4 or maybe 5 times. I'm not sure. But we're either first or second. So it's always a battle between us. And it's a huge rivalry game. And we're going to have to be ready to go. And we're going to play really well.
When you look at the tape from last year and you're coaching the kids on it, how much of it do you take into account the fact that when we played last year, they were just flat exhausted after playing something ridiculous? Like five games over 12 days, I think is what it wound up being, something like that, trying to make up those COVID games?
Yeah, but they also played some teams in there that, they only had to play about a half to get to that point, too. So at the same time, we all had to go through all of the coronavirus stuff together last year as a whole community and get ready to go play. And so they didn't give it to us. It wasn't like we got off the bus and they said, "Coach, we're tired. Why don't y'all just win it and take over?" They didn't give it to us. We had to go out there and take it. And I thought our kids did a really good job of that last year. And, this year, if we pull it out, what are they going to say? But right now we just got to be ready to go play and make plays. And they're going to come in here and they're going to give us their best effort. I think we get everybody's best effort. There's a reason that we've been region champs and state champs and state runner-up and everything else. We do a lot of things really well. Our kids play really hard. They're going to give great effort. And they know what's at stake. They know that this is an opportunity for them to cement their legacy at Frederica and put another trophy in the case. So, this is something that our kids understand.
Small in number, big at heart.
That's right.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your proud home for the Frederica Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons. Try our online ordering and let's go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak, and we are on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Golden Isles Pharmacy. So again, a couple weeks ago, you talked about switching things up on the offense a little bit, doing some different lineups. And then, of course, you also made the change on the defense as well, going from the standard package to bring in what you call the Hawk format.
Our Hawk defense, yeah.
Everything looked pretty standard Friday night. Is that a case of keeping things close to the vest because there were some Pinewood coaches in the stands?
No, there were Pinewood coaches in the stands, but I felt like we have a system that we're going to run with our tight end stuff. We can go spread if we need to, but right now we've been able to execute really well with the tight end on the field, and we just run our stuff, and we're going to go out there and make sure that we can scheme and make a few plays here and there. But our kids execute really well defensively. I thought our kids have done a good job of running from our base 3-4 defense to our 4-man front to our 4-2-5. So they've done an outstanding job of that, and we will continue to mix that up Friday night a little bit against Pinewood, give them different looks and different fronts. But you know, that stuff's hard to do unless you got some guys that know what they're doing. And I thought our guys in the back end, secondary wise, Bryce and Thomas have done a good job getting everybody lined up on the back end. And then I think that Jacob has done a great job. Him and Jordan, the inside backers, are doing a good job getting everybody lined up and getting everything called. They have to read and recognize the formation. And so Jacob's done a really good job. He was actually in the room with me on Monday, and we went through some stuff and talked about it. He did a really good job. He's done a great job this week of getting them ready. And you know, I thought today's defensive practice was probably as crisp as we've had in a while. We looked like we knew where we needed to be. Our fits looked good, where we needed to be attacking. And I thought our kids, they looked sharp today. So a lot of things have been thrown at them. Pinewood's going to throw a lot of formations at us, and I thought our kids were able to respond every day, last couple of days, getting our guys lined up and recognizing and reading it and getting it covered. So, you know, commend the kids. We draw it up, but they have to execute what we do, and they've done a really good job with it.
Yeah, I was going to say, being undefeated in the region coming into this game, and this is for the region championship, regardless of what happens with the Trinity game the week after that. So number 5 in the standings in Max Preps right now?
Yeah, we're 5th. Yep. Okay. And Pinewood's 3rd. So 3 and 5 seed will be going. You know, it will be fun. And that's what we've been playing for all year. We didn't look at way at midway point of the season when you're 1-4 and trying to figure out what you can and can't do. And but like I said, our kids have been resilient. They have played hard, and they have battled, and they've earned the right to play for this region championship and get themselves in the position to they win it. You know, it cements their legacy of what we've been able to do.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, preparing for worst-case scenario, if Pinewood does manage to sneak out of here Friday night with a victory, are we still – Have we clinched playoffs yet, or within that fall to being able to beat Trinity the next week?
We're in.
All right. Mark the calendars. Yeah.
Now, so we need to win both games. Let's just put it that way. I never say we're yes or buts. We're gonna win both games and get ourselves where we need to be and be 6-4 and be a top 3 seed team and control our home field and play.
Mark the words right now. He just laid it on the line, guaranteeing a victory Friday night against the Pinewood.
I didn't guarantee it, but I never say we're going to lose, so we're going to win.
It's a matter of semantics. Yeah. It all figures out how much of their coaching staff is paying attention to your coaching show. So
yeah.
Who knows on that. Now, so you mentioned a little while ago about the resiliency of this team. It always seems like there's always one characteristic every year. You know, it's like the 2018 was the fastest team. The 2020 was the smartest team. But I think resiliency is a good thing to have for a team battling between 17 and 22 guys on the field.
Yeah, I mean, when you don't have a lot of kids, you're going to have to be resilient. And here's the other thing. The biggest thing is they take coaching really well. We do a lot of coaching. We do a lot of teaching. Do a lot of walking through, do a lot of talking it through, and they do a really good job. And the kids take it in. Some are a little harder headed than others, but once we get it fixed, they understand what we're doing. And then all of a sudden, they're like, "Oh, I see why we got to do that." And I'm like, "Yeah." But our kids have done a really, really good job because you there's good coaches everywhere, but the kids really have bought into what we do and what we say. And sometimes that's hard to do when you look in the mirror and you're 1-4, but that we all got in the boat together at Lone County at halftime and we just started paddling. And we're back to 4-4 with a chance to win the region championship. So they're a resilient bunch, and they play hard. They're just a good group of kids, and they come out there and they execute. Our seniors have been outstanding these last 4 weeks, getting everybody ready and staying focused. Today was it was fast-paced practice until right there at the end, you know. But we were very fast-paced. We covered a lot of plays. We probably went over 70 or 80 things today in offense and defensive scripts, 70, 80 plays. So we're getting ready to go. You know, I think they're going to go hurry up. And I got our kids, and our coaches did a really good job of speeding it up. And I thought the kids did a good job of responding. And that just goes to show that they're ready. They're going to be ready to go play.
The faster they are, the slower y'all got to go.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, you know, you talk about the resilience of these kids, you talk about the toughness, the ability to take that coaching, and I've noticed it's being noticed in local circles. A certain public school coach who shall remain nameless on this venue has now name-checked y'all twice in coaches' shows so far. He said, you know, has made comments about the Dirty 30, and you feel a little bit of jealousy in his voice on that.
Yeah, you know, we love on the kids, and we go to work, and in return, that's what you get. You kids, you get a response. You know, you can't. There's a time you got to coach hard, and there's a time you got to hug hard, and the kids know that. Either way, at the end of the day, we still gonna love them, and we're gonna execute, and we're gonna be proud of what we do because we do it the right way, and we have a standard about us, and that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna live up that expectation and that standard daily, and you know, that's the key. They understand us, we understand them, and hey, life happens. This is high school football. It's not the end of the world. You know, this is just teaching these kids life lessons, like this resiliency part. They're going to understand that later on in life when tough gets going, when it's tough, and they're going to have to battle through it. And that's what it taught me as a football coach and as a football player. The lessons I learned in football, I've been able to carry on in life. And it's not always easy. You're going to have to battle. You're going to have to go out there and work. It's going to be hot. There's days you're going to be hot and sweating, and there's going to be dirt under your fingernails. And you're not going to enjoy it, but it's going to make you a better man. It's going to make you a better person down the road, and that's our key. You know, it's not always pretty. The pretty things, what y'all see on Friday night when we win, the dirt and the work all get done from January to July when it's 102 degrees, and they're all out there having to run around in helmets, shoulder pads, and me yelling and screaming at them. And there's times they're probably like, you know what, I hate his guts. But at the end of when it's all said and done, we all either cry together and hug each other's throat, and we're all proud of what we've been able to accomplish. And I'm tickled to death for them right now. They've done a great job.
And that kind of mindset is why I am proud to be affiliated with Frederick Academy and why I am proud to call you my friend. I
appreciate it.
Friday night, Frederick Academy taking on the Pinewood Patriots with the division title on the line. Kickoff at 7:30 under the Oaks Frederick Academy campus. Be there or be square. Thanks for joining us on the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Matt's Landing on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night, 7:30. For the Brandon Derrick Show. My name is Jeff Doak. We'll see you all Friday night. Go Knights, go Dogs, and go Braves.
That's right.